This morning is a perfect example why we have to set a precedence to do this pretending we have the 3.6 million first thing in the morning. Before really getting started with anything. Because otherwise we end up with a lot of excuses on why today is not a good day. And this morning, a perfect example, I had a million and one excuses. First, I slept in by an hour and a half. So I'm behind. I'm overtired. Then I have a lot of chores to do also because my wife was gone for 10 days. Well, you know, the house is a little bit in disarray. Dishes need to be done. Vacuum needs to be done. Things need to be put away. And so forth. So that needs to be done. And there's various other things. And I realized that's what's happening. So right away I said to myself, no. Have your coffee. Have a little breakfast. In other words, normally I do this before breakfast, but in this case I said, okay, we'll have breakfast. That's it. After that, no putting the dishes away. Then we go into pretending the 3.6 million, no matter what. That's what I've done. I just finished. See, because there's also writing to do, like this, right now. This may only take 10, 15, 20 minutes in a sense, but it actually takes much longer because I have to think about it all. It takes a total of 2 hours out of a day. Because I have to think about it. I have to bring back what I felt, how I went through it, so that this recording becomes as honest and as truthful to what's really happening as possible. So now I'll switch to the pretending part. I'm going to use the word pretending because really when I'm sitting there, like this morning, I'm pretending that I have the 3.6 million. And pretending is using whatever tools are necessary, including my little card where it says 3.6 million on it. I stare at those numbers and I bring myself to pretending that they're there in the bank account and what it feels like to have them there. And how I feel sitting here right now while that money is in the bank account. And all the emotions and feelings that I would have. And I go through various feelings as it starts to unfold. This morning it took about 20 minutes, maybe 15 before the feeling would really start to come. Then I was able to hold it for, almost a half an hour. I could keep going longer. And maybe I should, but I need to do a few things. Get those things done today. Then I'm going to do it again in the afternoon. Because I like the idea it only took a short time to bring about the feeling. Hold it for a half an hour. And I'm going to do it again. Person could also do a jogging, but not first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, the guy's got to sit down and actually do it. In the afternoon or in the evening, like I did last night, I did it walking. But it's never quite as strong when you're doing something else, but it's still a good reinforcement. I walked the dog after the sun had gone down a bit, and it was nice and cool. And while I was walking, I brought about the feeling of having the 3.6 million by pretending it's there. And I noticed that I slowed down. That I wasn't in so much a hurry, because I'm always in a bit of a hurry. Do this and go on to this and finish this and then I can do this. And so I'm always in a bit of a hurry, always pushing a bit. But I noticed I slowed right down, because as the feeling became stronger and stronger, well, it was as if I had the money. And I noticed that I wasn't in so much of a hurry. Nothing needed to be done right this moment. I was more relaxed. I have time. There's time to do everything. I enjoyed my walk more. I noticed more around me. I felt better. More at ease. It's hard to explain those feelings because they vary a little bit each time, and they're new, so, you know, it's kind of, it's like a new experience to feel them. Now, I should go back to saying the word pretending. Pretending can mean visualizing, feeling it, I don't know, I haven't got the words for it right now, but pretending is really a word that combines all the tools that you have available, possible, to bring about the feeling. Now, I want to reinforce why we're bringing about the feeling. It's not so much about the feeling as it is actually of creating the vibration and the flow out of us that creates that money, brings it back to us, and allows us to receive it, and creating the vibration that draws it to us, making us, in a sense, magnetic to it. Now, the feelings themselves don't do that, but the feelings, the emotions, are an indicator that it's happening. In other words, how do you tell that you're in the proper vibrational tone that is now drawing dollars, money, abundance to you? How do you know? It's like turning your dial to a radio station. You know you're at the right point because you can hear the station, and then as you very carefully adjust that dial, the station comes in more clearly. Well, we don't have a little meter that tells us when we're exactly at the right frequency to attract that. What we have is feelings. Those are actually the indicator that we are now in the receiving mode, in the attracting mode, in the flowing of the love or the energy or whatever you want to call it, out where it's creating it and bringing it back. That's our indicator. Now, those feelings do two things. They allow us to experience life, because without feeling, all you would really have is some visual and hearing. You would really not be able to experience life. You'd see it, but not experience it. So, feelings do two things. One, we experience life through them. And two, they tell us what frequency we are set to, whether we're set to a lack or abundance, whether we're set for attracting happiness or sadness, happy things or sad things. Now, in life, no matter what frequency you go to, there will always be some things that are sad. Of course, when a person dies, passes away, moves on to something else. They don't really die. We know that now. They move on. They move on to another type of life. Rather, they will be even more happier. So, it's not really sad for them, it's kind of sad for us because we may miss them. And that's part of life. So, you know, no matter how happy you get, there will be some moments that are not so happy because we miss those people. And that's okay. But in general, what our feelings do, they are indicators of what we are drawing towards us. So when we look at money, and we don't feel so good, that feeling is the indicator. It's like our larger self, our higher self, whatever, is telling us through our feelings, hey, you're vibrating in a note that creates lack. If that's what you want, keep vibrating there. If not, change. And when you've hit the frequency for abundance, I'll let you know with your feelings. So, when we pretend, we have the 3.6 million and what it would feel like and how it would feel right at this moment, exactly where we are sitting. We don't have to put ourselves in a mansion or anything. We can be where we are and have the 3.6 million exactly where we are, in the tent, in a mobile home, on the street, it doesn't matter. In the job we have. See, we're, at this point, we're not trying to change all that. What we're trying to do is change our frequency to abundance, to allowing to receive. And that's why we're doing the 3.6 million. It could be 1.6, it could be 100,000, it doesn't matter. We just chose that number because it's a large number. It's a big reach. That's all. How do we know we're at the right frequency? Well, we know when our feelings line up. Now, once we have the feelings lined up, by pretending is like this thing that goes inside of us where all these dials we sort of unconsciously keep turning these dials till they all match up to the frequency of abundance and allowing and receiving. And so, when that clicks in, we then have the wonderful good feelings of having the 3.69. And you notice at the beginning when they come, they sort of wave. They're like a wave. They almost disappear and come back. And that's almost like turning the dial on a radio. You know, you turn a little to the left and your frequency, your channel disappears. Then you turn a little right, it gets stronger, and then you turn too far to the right and it disappears again. And you find that center point. And when your feelings start coming of the good feelings of having the 3.6 million while you're pretending, you notice they sort of wave back and forth a little bit, and then you sort of center in a bit, and then you can hold it for a bit, and then it's almost like the channel slides off a little bit, and you have to bring yourself back into place. And that's what it's all about. Now, once you have that frequency, once the feeling's there, the trick is to really hold it for as long as possible. Because that's where we want to be. The actual pretending part and the hard work before that was only to get there. And sometimes, you see, we take that hard work and when we get there, we stop. Well, all that does is gets us there, but it doesn't really hold us there and we just slip back out of frequency. The idea is, no matter how long it takes to get there, is to stay there for a long period of time. Or maybe even longer every day, so that pretty soon it becomes our everyday feeling, which means we're in that frequency all day long, which means we will bring it about in reality, in physical reality, which then will reinforce the feelings automatically because it becomes our experience, and so we feel it and it continuously reinforces itself and becomes this revolving wheel that self creates, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy on a continuous basis. So in a sense, till that time, what we're really doing is repeating, improving, and reinforcing. Every day we repeat what we're doing, improve it, and reinforce it until it becomes our life. You know, if we quit now and sit back, most likely in a little while things will start to happen. But at the same token, while that's coming about, we're just slipping back out of frequency a little more every day. So we have to stay with it. No matter what. And keep going with it. And keep going, no matter what happens. Sad things will happen, no matter what. And some things we cannot change. We cannot do anything about them. But we can take the time to do this. Because this affects all people around us. See, when we radiate with this abundance, and I'm really noticing that people around me, the love starts to flow out. That love energy flows out and affects everyone. And I think it improves everyone's life. It just seems to make everyone happier. I notice I attract more people. every day. It's just exactly the same as when I was working on sending love. I'm getting the same type of reactions. Now, it took a little while to get there, probably because it's really been taking me a little while to get the knack of this. I have to admit, it wasn't easy, and it's been, what, 2 months now? Maybe even more? I don't know. I can't exactly remember. Probably at least 2 months or more. So it's taken a while to really get the knack of this. But at the same token, you know, in another 2 months, whatever, I'll be very proficient at it. And I'll be so good at it that if I pick another topic, whatever it be, I'm going to be very good at focusing in to that frequency and holding it and gaining that object and experience very quickly. So again, I think we should keep going, repeating it, improving it, reinforcing it. I think that's our challenge for the next few weeks, to just keep going with it, keep expanding it, keep reinforcing it, getting it stronger every day, getting that feeling more and more every day. This morning I experienced a feeling really good and held it very easily for quite a long time. So that's quite an improvement from the last week, because I tell you, last week I worked really hard at it and I felt like I was getting nowhere. It was just like I was against a cement wall and just not moving. I couldn't think of anything else to do but to keep going and hope that something would break loose, and sure enough, it did break loose. So if it feels like you're getting nowhere, just keep going. It's going to break loose if you really keep going. And I don't mean this half-heartedly, sort of half-heartedly bring the feeling about. You got to do it until you're really satisfied that, yeah, I got a good feeling. This feeling I brought about made a difference. When you feel that, then you know you've gone enough. If you sort of feel guilty or that, oh, I don't think I did it quite far enough, I didn't feel a sense of satisfaction from it, an improvement from the day before, then probably not enough. And again, it's like being an athlete. But look at what we're doing with it. I mean, how we're improving our lives and our friends' lives, our families' lives, our children. Everybody's going to be affected with it, because we're sending out massive amounts of love energy, of joy. We're radiating with love, radiating with more joy, radiating with abundance, and that rubs off. So I really believe we're making a big difference in the world just by doing that. And even though we're not focusing on sending it out there to people, it's going out there on its own. You know, and if a billion of us do this, it immediately changes the planet. The thing is, you see, as it works, more and more people will do it. It becomes the norm. This is something we could be learning in school. God, something we could be learning in kindergarten already, in some manner. By the time you get to, you know, grade 2, you're already proficient at it. You're already a master. So who knows how far we can go with this, how far we can take it. That would probably depend on each individual. So from here on, in a sense, a lot of what we do is repeating, you know, improving it, and by that reinforcing it. That's my saying for today. And now, for those wonderful chores that are waiting for me.